From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. This summer, our interns have been working together on stories about food in different South Florida cultures. And in so many cultures, rice is a central part of eating. Jeffy Bernard brings us into the kitchens of South Floridians from South America, the Caribbean, and Central America.
We start in the kitchen in Doral with a Colombian dish Maria Teresa Arango likes to make for her family. Arroz de coco, or coconut rice, is common along the coast of Colombia in the city Cartagena.
En mi casa, yo soy de Bogotá.
I'm from Bogotá in the center of Colombia, so we didn't make it as much. But when we did it, it was, so special.
Wow, era muy especial.
Coconut rice starts with a coconut base.
It calls tito té.
Arango doesn't cook it often, but when she does, she says the aroma takes her back to her aunt's house in Cartagena.
When we went on vacation to the coast, we ate coconut rice every day.
Arango dumps 5 scoops of brown sugar into the rice. Finally, a teaspoon of salt, 3 handfuls of raisins, and the arroz de coco is done.
This dish is different if you take it with your grandma, with your mom, with your nephews. The feeling, the family.
In North Miami Beach, Patrice Baptiste is making diliak jonjon, black mushroom rice. The dish is a delicacy.
Oh, when my mom have visitors, if mom have people over for dinner, this is what she always make.
Black mushrooms don't grow here in South Florida, so Baptiste gets them during trips to Haiti. She's making a seasoning called épices by crushing garlic and scallions in a mortar and pestle made of wood. In Haiti, people eat rice almost every day with every meal.
If I don't eat rice, it's like I'm not done. I have to at least have 2 or 3 spoonful of rice to complete my meal.
Baptiste soaks her mushrooms overnight to stain the water black, and that's what gives the rice its color.
I like to use the basmati rice because the basmati has less starch. Don't measure, we just dump.
She fries salted pork for 10 minutes. Then adds tomatoes, lima beans, onions, and 1 whole green habanero pepper.
When I'm cooking, I like to create my own thing.
She throws in some cashews. The last thing she adds is the rice, and the diliak jonjon is done. Half an hour away in Miami Beach, Ricardo Gutierrez places a large black pan on the stove and searches for a spoon. Gutierrez is making arroz rojo, red rice. He grew up eating arroz rojo in Mexico City.
My aunts, my grandmother used to cook tons of rice for everybody.
He learned to cook from them and says cooking reminds him of his childhood.
If I mix it with some mole or if I mix it with some chicken, I remember when I was sick.
Gutierrez cuts up his garlic and throws it in the pan to fry. Then he fries the rice. He cuts tomatoes, onions, and garlic and mixes them in the blender. He pulls out a bag of chicken bouillon.
I bring this from Mexico because sometimes it's not easy. I'm pretty sure you can find these ingredients in the supermarkets here, but I don't know why it's not the same flavor.
In kitchens all around South Florida, people from other places are recreating the feeling of where they came from through rice. I'm Jeffy Bernard in Miami.
This piece was produced by WLRN interns Carla Javier, Costanza Gallardo, and Salima Hussein. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez.